What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Peralta, at Sports Talk Matt across all socials. That's where you'll find me. That's my handle. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. And you guys can go to OmahaSteaks.com right now. Promo code JUICE in the search bar is going to activate a monster savings on what they are calling the Hotter Than Fire Pack. Just $99.99 gets you a ton of food for bacon wrap fillets. You get the chicken breast, you get the pork, you get the seasoning and the desserts along with some hot dogs, plus 12 free Omaha Steak burgers just for $99.99. It's a ton of food. Check it out. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the code JUICE in the search bar for the Hotter Than Fire Pack at OmahaSteaks.com. Okay, so a 2-0 or 3-0 day. 2-0 officially. Why? Well, because I bet action. And the Phillies flipped the pitchers on us for the doubleheader. So they won the game, but I don't bet action. So if you bet action, you went 3-0. I went 2-0 officially. And this is sometimes, you know, sometimes it helps, sometimes it hurts the record, but it evens out generally, you know, most times it'll even out. So officially 2-0, but for some of you, you went 3-0 yesterday on a Saturday, taking us into a Sunday with a pretty good chance for us to wind up with another winning week here for the summertime. Summer League's been very good. We've got the semifinals today for Summer League. Plays on both games. One baseball bet to get to as well. We got the baseball right. White Sox and the Braves both scored a bunch of runs for us. The first five over goes, I mean, that number crashed. If you got it even money, congratulations. I laid 130, but didn't understand that move. That move was weird to me. I don't understand why the money came in on the under. I don't know. I like the over. It hit. So that was good. So we got that. And then we got the Summer League right outright win for the Nuggets. If you had bet the money line, you won with plus money. I took plus 1.5. They won the game. So that was pretty good for them on that. All right. So let's start with baseball here. It's not a huge breakdown. I like betting streaks. I like betting for sweeps. And how often are we going to get the Dodgers plus money? Plus 110, and I know the Mets are throwing Scherzer. I know they need to get a W here. I know it's, you know, if you're looking at it from, you know, say, hey, Matt, aren't the Mets going to win something? It's Sunday, though. Baseball is wonky on Sundays. I'm not really in love with betting baseball on Sundays, but I get plus 110 on this matchup, and I know it's Miller, and you might go, well, Matt, you know, how in the world are you going to fade Scherzer at home and what he's looked like? 6-1, 5-1. Mets have scored two runs in these two games so far against the Dodgers. Bobby Miller is 5-1 with a 4.50 earned run average, 2.16 ERA on the road. He is currently 3-0 on the road with an opposing batting average of 197 on the road. I know it's Scherzer, but I got the Dodgers on the road going for the sweep. I can't back the Mets. I think the Mets are just going to fall apart here as we go towards the trade deadline. They have an under 500 record at home. The Dodgers just a little bit, 24-22 over on the road. Money line, go for the sweep. Dodgers to sweep the Mets at plus 110, one unit down to win 1.1 units, backing Bobby Miller up against Max Scherzer. Okay, semifinals of Summer League here in Las Vegas. Utah Jazz 4-0, Houston Rockets 4-0. Other game, Cleveland 4-0, taking on the Brooklyn Nets, who are 3-1. This is going to be a lot of fun. There are a lot of teams who are 3-1. I don't know the tiebreaker as to how they got the Brooklyn Nets to be the fourth seed here on this. Cleveland's laying 3 at DraftKings on this, and I'm going to come in here and lay it with Cleveland. Cleveland's been very, very good. Cleveland's looked phenomenal. It's a little bit of a coin flip play, I guess, on this, but I think you've got, you know, Mobley, who's looked very good for them. There's a bunch of draft picks on this. Cleveland has shot the ball really well from behind 3-point line here in Las Vegas. And I think you're going to see the Cavaliers go ahead and get a W here. These guys are playing for rings now. Okay, actually, you winning Summer League actually matters. So we're going to get real effort here. This is not going to be just like, oh, it's exhibition. Who cares? There's something on the line here to win Summer League. And I think Cleveland's going to be really tough to beat here. I'm not going to back Brooklyn on this. They haven't been great shooting the basketball here in Las Vegas so far. They do have a loss already on their resume. Cleveland minus 3, 1.1 units down on that. And then the real game of the day is Jazz Rockets. I mean, both these teams, this is the 2 and the 3 seed. 4-0, both these two teams. They both won four games. Now, here's the weird thing. Here are the final scores for the Jazz. 105-99, six-point margin. 108-96, eight-point margin. 96-91, five-point margin. 97-93, four-point margin. On the other side, the Rockets won 100-99, one-point margin. 113-101, 12-point margin. 105-92, to seven-point margin. And 118-101, to 17-point margin. My point is here, as the intensity gets ratcheted up, and as we start to see pressure, and this is going to be, people are going to watch this. A lot of people in Vegas are going to go to this. It's a semifinal. Okay, who's going to play in the final for Summer League? Could be the last game for these guys in Vegas. Maybe some guys want to go home, but for a lot of these guys, they're going to want to play as big of a game as possible because eyeballs, and they get a lot of scouting, and it's big for them. Okay. The Jazz might lose this game, but they're catching 4.5 points. Now, if you remember the game we lost, we bet on the Jazz to go ahead and cover a 5-point margin. They won by four. These numbers are very sharp. Okay. This is going to be a one possession game one way or the other in terms of how we're going to win or lose this. Okay. 4-point win, 6-point win, somewhere in that range. I don't want to see a semifinal game where a team's going to win by five. That worries me. That concerns me, in particular in a summer league game. I know the Rockets have been very good. They very well might win this game, but I haven't bet a dog yet. Okay. And I think now is the time to bet the dog. I think the numbers are there. There's enough data there. The books, I think these numbers are very sharp. I'm going to take the dog, +4.5, Utah Jazz in the semifinal, in the 2-3 semifinal. I'm taking Utah +4.5 up against the Houston Rockets. All right. So not a ton of action. We only 3.1 units in play today. Not bad because of the plus money bets. Dodgers, money line, +110. Jazz, +4.5. Sprinkle money line's not a bad idea, by the way, but you know, you can get +160 on that. It's not bad, but I'm going to take the points +4.5 for 1.1, I guess 3.2 units. That's 1.1 units down on that. And then we're taking the Cavaliers laying three in their game against the Nets. Could be Cleveland versus Houston in the final, but I'm not going to be shocked if the Jazz don't win the game here. And it's Cleveland against Utah in the Summer League final happening tomorrow. So we'll see how that happens. But those are the bets for a Sunday. Let's close the week out strong. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me on socials at Sports Talk Matt every single morning. It is the Daily Juice Podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.